Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Thursday, January 20th. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the investigation into Saturday's hostage attack at the Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville is still active. KRLD's LP Phillips has new information.
Speaking to the Anti-Defamation League during a Zoom call, Wray called the case an open investigation with evidence still being processed.
The FBI lab is actively processing evidence related to the events. Our operational technology division is analyzing and reviewing phones and other electronic devices and media, and there's a lot more work to be done.
Wray did not address this morning's UK arrest of a man in Manchester, near where gunman Malik Akram lived, and Birmingham, which is much further away. On the same call, Beth Israel Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker revealed that Akram believed Jewish people were more important to the American people than anyone else.
That's why he focused on us. And that's why we were put through that terrible ordeal.
Citron Walker distracted Akram by throwing a chair at him, allowing all three hostages to get free. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Three teenagers will face trial for capital murder for a shooting that happened in the parking lot of a Dallas Costco. 60-year-old Ali Albana was robbed, shot, and killed as he loaded merchandise into his SUV. Now, the attack happened on November 16th at the Costco off of Park Lane near 75 Central. A fourth teen is facing charges in juvenile court. One person was hurt when a home caught fire in Dallas this afternoon. Dallas Fire Rescue crews got the call just after noon about the fire at a home on Desmona Drive in the northeast side of the city. Smoke could be seen coming from inside the home, and when firefighters arrived, they pulled a man from inside. He was taken to the hospital. No word yet on his condition. Fire crews have put the fire out, but they are still on the scene working to put out hot spots. There were about a dozen fires in DFW overnight, and firefighters say the cold is to blame.
When our crews arrived on scene, they did find heavy fire in a single-story home. That fire was fueled by some pretty heavy winds and then a lot of fire load in the house.
Warming shelters are opening to help keep people safe during this cold weather. And KRLD's Bailey Friday reports more help is needed because more and more people are homeless.
As temperatures plummet, the city of Dallas is activating its warming shelters to get people in need out of the bitter cold. But because of Omicron, shelters just can't hold as many people.
We're in desperate need of extra space. It's just hard to fit this number of people in a close environment for COVID, social distancing, as well as just the number of people that are coming in.
Pastor Wayne Walker is CEO of Our Calling. He says the shelter has space for about 200 people. Oaklawn Methodist is also opening its doors over the next few nights, but social distancing means its capacity is cut in half. Shelter leaders are asking anyone with space to spare during these cold snaps to step up by enrolling in the city's emergency shelter program. We have more information about that on our website, krld.com. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Pilots from American Airlines have been working without a contract since 2020, and they picketed at DFW Airport today to get their message to passengers.
A couple hundred pilots gathered outside DFW Terminal C with signs reading, "Frustrated with American, so are we," and "Pilots and passengers in it together."
We're actually out here in support of our passengers. We want a reliable operation, and we need the tools to get there.
The Allied Pilots Association's Dennis Tager says he's glad to hear forecasts that American could return to profitability this spring and fuller flights this summer. But he says American has been trying to put out schedules without the necessary staff in place, leaving the potential for crews out of place in case of bad weather in some parts of the country.
We're excited about that, but we're also very concerned that if they don't change the way they schedule, they're going to repeat these meltdowns.
He says pilots are not talking about a strike, but if they don't have a strong contract, young pilots could choose to start careers with other carriers. At DFW Airport, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Local leaders celebrating the allocation of more than $400 million to the Panther Island Flood Control Project. KURLD's Andrew Greenstein is in Fort Worth with the details.
Following years of denials, the Army Corps of Engineers has now allocated $403 million to the long-stalled Panther Island Flood Control Project. The money will be used to design and build the bypass channel, which will help control flooding in the city. Congresswoman Kay Granger says the project is decades overdue.
Our current levee system was constructed decades ago, long before we became the 12th largest city in the United States.
The project will also effectively transform Panther Island into a true island, that is, surrounded by water all the way around. And Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker says there will be many exciting things going up within that island.
There are world-class developers from across the world that would love to have a bite at Fort Worth, but we're going to make sure Fort Worth stays Fort Worth, and we protect our residents here first and foremost.
Funding for those projects will come from other sources, both public and private. In Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The federal funding for the Panther Island project comes from the massive infrastructure plan recently signed by President Biden. It was a bill that Congresswoman Granger voted against. Granger defended her no vote while touting the funding for Panther Island.
It was part of the infrastructure part in 2021 toward the end of that, and that bill changed significantly as it went through Congress.
Granger says while she supported the Panther Island project from the very beginning, there were other parts of the bill she disagreed with, and that led her to vote no on the overall package.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.